Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets a running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Welcome back, 17 till. I got my shades on. Mike Stewart's got his shades on. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with us. Our future's so bright, we got to wear shades. You've heard of mixed metaphors? That's mixed rock and roll, folks, right there. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And we update that every day. We got new stuff every day, at least a dozen different things up every day, and sometimes more. The video, got brand new video up there this week, and a new poll question. If you haven't answered that, if you haven't gone there and checked out the poll question, I hope you'll do that. We want to know what you think. Every week we ask a different one. And the newsletter will come to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Please subscribe to that. We'll send that to you for free. And all the other things at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Mike Stewart has given us over the years, helping us grow our businesses, get more sales in our business, grow our revenue, our top line. He's the author of Close More Sales. And you got, Mike, you got a new ebook too, don't you?
You know, I do have. And if I may, I'll mention it in just a
Please.
Minute. But before that, if it's all right, before we broke, we were talking about the fact that I didn't mention product.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned relationships. And
right.
And we believe that people buy for two reasons. One is to fill an expressed need. That's the product. They're going to buy it. They have a need, so they're going to talk to people who can sell them the product.
But they can get that 6 ways from Sunday.
I'm sorry?
They can get that 6 ways from Sunday. They don't have to get it from
you. Oh, yeah. And marketing people don't like this, but they perceive all the customers perceive all vendors as being equal.
Yeah.
And they don't perceive difference in the product. And so, you know,
because there may not be difference. A difference.
Well,
there may,
they
not,
usually
there may
there
not be a difference.
And they know the product very well before they talk to salespeople, typically
right.
now because of the internet. And but in any event, they perceive all vendors as being equal, so they're going to get the product wherever they can. And so they make the buying decision typically for a second reason to fill a second need, and that's an emotional need we call a manifest need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling they're doing business with the right person and with the right company. And so, you know, we've addressed this in a new ebook that is entitled Supercharge Your Persuasion Power.
Hmm.
Communication skills that boost your ability to influence others. And it's only $7.97, downloadable ebook. Just, you know, go to our website, StuartSalesDynamics.com. That's StuartSalesDynamics.com. And you just download it.
And you'll autograph that ebook for them too, won't you, Mike? You're good. You're that good, aren't you?
Yeah, before they download it, exactly.
So check it out, folks, and we'll mention that again in a little bit. But $7.97, that's a good price for an ebook.
Yeah, about the price of a couple of gallons of gasoline.
Exactly. So at least so far, right?
At least for the time being, it'll be less if we keep going.
So tell exactly. me, say the title again. I want.
The title is Supercharge Your Persuasion Power.
Persuasion. All right. Now we've been talking about building relationships. What does persuasion have to do with building relationships?
It has everything to do with it. Why would you want a relationship with somebody if it didn't help you persuade them, other than to help them, of course, but you've got to persuade them.
Yeah.
And communication skills that boost your ability to influence others.
Mm-hmm.
This is in a positive, understated, very sincere way. You don't have to change who you are. You're not a chameleon. It's just that you recognize what the other person's wants from you. The book will help you gain trust and cooperation and support and commitment from others by enabling you to understand what makes them tick, you know, and how they want you to communicate with them. Then, Jim, it'll teach specific skills and techniques that you can use.
Isn't the first challenge, though, for let's talk to the new salespeople, the young people who've really are just getting into this. They're, you know, they don't have decades of experience like you and me.
No,
they're just getting into this. What do you say to them to help them get in the door, to get in there? So because if I can't get in the door, they can't like me. And I know, Mike.
Okay.
If they meet me, they'll love me. But if they haven't met me, how do I? You know, I can't make it happen. Right?
Well, the best way to do that's a totally different subject. What this book addresses is you know, once you're there, how to present yourself,
okay,
and how to gauge them.
Okay, well,
and
let's say you're there. Let's say you get in. How does a young person pull this off?
To get in is persistence, same as it's always been. And the top salespeople that I know, Jim, spend more time initially with the gatekeeper, or that's their first contact.
Yeah.
And the gatekeeper is who is influential in getting you.
So in the 21st century, there are still gatekeepers, aren't there?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah. That hasn't changed, has it?
No, but they're not secretaries.
Yeah.
But they're somebody.
Yeah.
Might be another
executive.
Oh, could be.
Yeah.
But I like to sell at a high level,
mm-hmm.
and I recommend that to all the self-employed people out there and the new salespeople. You know, start. How are you going to find out who makes the buying decision? You know, unless you start to gather information,
right?
And what that person's like, and how they go about making the buying decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way to find that out is from other people within the company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you can use LinkedIn and you can use lots of other, and I believe your previous guest
mm-hmm.
was talking
about that.
Yeah, there are lots of ways to...
Mike, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. StuartSalesDynamics.com, right?
That's StuartSalesDynamics.com.
And that's where they can exactly find the book, folks, the new ebook that I recommend to you. $7.97. That's a good deal. Tintail, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.